Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week, we share our thoughts on the best and worst dressed at the Fashion Awards and Rita Ora turning up in Primark.
We look at this year's Times Person of the Year's finalists and Putin is on the list.
And what reality TV shows would we like to go on?
Hello, hello. It's finally December. I'm the happiest girl in the world because it's nearly Christmas. Even though we build up everything just for one day and it's like most dead day ever.
I could swear that you say you don't like Christmas.
You're talking to the wrong bitch.
I'm sure me. On record we have on this podcast you saying you're not a big fan of Christmas.
I love Christmas. What?
Really?
Yes. I love Christmas. I love the vibe. Like, I love everything to do with it. I love the build up. Like, I'm feeding into that capitalism or whatever you guys call it these days.
Whatever the youth want to say. Me buying a pumpkin spice latte,
like,
is
literally.
I think it's because you're such like in summer, you're here, there and everywhere. So when I close my eyes and picture you, I'm picturing you in summer. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I don't.
Oh, bitch, if there's a time to drink and have fun, like, I'm there.
Same. But I'm, I think I'm going to, I'm not setting myself up, actually. Let me just shut up.
Oh, you think you're going to stop drinking?
No. God, no. I was going to say try dry Jan.
Honestly, do it.
Nah.
Once you get past, like, but there's fuck all to do. Like, you have no commitment.
I have a friend's birthday. But then it gets to the point where it's like, oh, well, I'll just drink on that day because of my friends. And then it's just like, that's not dry Jan.
But even so, like, I'll just do it. Like, just don't tell anyone and just do it. But then it's like not fun when you don't tell anyone.
Yeah. I have to gloat in it and make everyone feel really bad.
Because
oh my God, my schedule in December. My drinking schedule in December. God,
really?
It's heavy.
Oh, babe. So, well, I...
Oh, yeah. I was back to drinking.
I'm back to drinking. I was actually with you, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
And yeah, like, fuck, it's actually so not good for me. But at the same time, like, babe, like, do
or
die,
innit?
Did you
get drunk really quickly?
Yes, absolutely. And I low-key wish I didn't drink at the event that I was at, like, but I'm trying not to say that to myself. This is the first time I've actually said it out loud and it feels really real. But yeah, I low-key didn't. I low-key wish I just waited till Saturday and just done it then.
What was Saturday?
Saturday I went for a bottomless and then I went to Flippers and like was like Bambi on fucking ice and free drinks there as well. I was fucked.
Yeah.
And then I went to White City House after.
Oh my God. Tour.
Yeah.
I have never done a bottomless brunch. Apart from like very, very like actually my friend used to work there. I can say it was shit. No, it wasn't shit. I'm lying. But it wasn't like classy. Like I want to go to like a rocker bottomless brunch.
No, babe, we need to go to a Mr. Bow bottomless brunch.
Oh, this is my news. I went to Mr. Bow.
Ew. Without me.
No, okay, but listen.
Nah, you're pretty. My mood is actually ruined.
I thought you were going to be so excited for me.
No, you're supposed to go with me.
I know, but it was on Friday night. We were walking up and down and we were like, where do we go? And we got outside to Mr. Bao and we were like, let's just ask, there's a table. And she was like, oh, you're lucky. We've got one slot. And I was just like, it's fate.
Yeah.
So I went and I have to say, anytime anyone hypes up a restaurant, it is not worth the hype. Apart from Mr. Bao. That shit was so good.
Trust me. Mr. Bao is honestly the best. If you're ever going past in Peckham, like, you have to just go. The vibes, everyone there is so ridiculously cool. Don't you think, like, everyone looks so cool?
Oh my God. Actually, now I think about it. We were sat outside. It was the day it was at -2 degrees. And we were sat outside, but they were very common. There was heaters, hot water bottles, blankets. But there was this one couple in the window who wouldn't stop snogging. And I was like our table was like laugh. Like there was like, there were, it's like one of those like bench window tables.
Everyone's facing the outside.
Like outside. And there was like two couples on like the bench window table, and one was just snogging, and our table outside, and the other couple just kept looking at each other and like laughing. And you know when you like, you're strangers, and we never said one word, and we're just like, oh, we had a good bond.
Oh, that's cute.
But yeah, so, I had smacked cucumber, delicious. I had the
corn ribs.
No, I had the chicken with wasabi mayo. Mm-hmm. I had the sweet potato chips, the chicken dumplings. Mm-hmm. Then I had a chicken bao. There was a on the specials a prawn toast bao. And the shiitake mushroom bao.
Yum.
It was so good.
To be fair, I never get the baos when I go there. Like, it makes me feel so heavy.
Really?
Yeah, but I always get, like, you have to get the corn ribs.
The okay,
best.
I'll get that next
time.
Yeah,
next time. When we go.
Yeah, I didn't know they did bottomless.
Yeah, but that's on the brunch menu, so it's a bit different. But the like, did you have some cocktails there?
No, I had wine. Oh, but there was right, only like two cocktails choices.
Really?
It was like a lychee something and something else.
But to be fair, like, I only get like the one cocktail.
Oh,
they're literally the best cocktails that you'll ever have. And the bottomless is so good. It's only like 19 quid. And then obviously the food on
food
top.
Food on top, right.
But yeah, like, it's...
Bottomless cocktails or bottomless Prosecco or wine?
Bottomless cocktails.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's that, so good. You get like a whole jug and then they just keep filling it up. Like, it's
that's
great.
So good.
And it's the vibe in there. It's just everything. Like, that is my safe space. That is my favorite restaurant. Like, that is my life. I love it so much. And yeah.
Because most of the places which are hyped up are never that good. But yeah, that actually was. Like, I was actually eating this food being like, wow.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, I also tried another TikTok, like, viral. Actually, Mr. Bao isn't TikTok viral, but I was trying another restaurant that had hype.
It's Isla Viral.
Dusty Knuckles, okay, which is like a sandwich, and it was crap.
Oh, where was it?
It's in like East London. It's like one of those, like, you know, like Papa's Bagels, like East, like best East London sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
Oh.
And I had to queue for it for so long.
Oh, shit.
And it was so average. It was like a meatball sandwich with like raclette. And it was just like, girl, no.
Fair enough.
And I went to see the Sugar Babes.
Oh, and how was that?
Sugar Babes were fab. The venue made me a bit anxious. It was a very big venue. It was Drum Sheds. I didn't mind the venue. I liked all the food stalls outside.
Outside where?
In the smoking area. There were so many food stalls. I had bao buns there as well, actually, as well. And there was like...
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, oh my God. There was like tacos, bao buns, what else? Pizzas, pastas. There was like six or seven different food stalls.
Fair enough.
I think the drinks were quite expensive.
How much are they?
I think a round of three doubles and three shots. Maybe it's not that bad, actually. Three doubles, three shots was like 60 quid.
Three doubles, three
That's
shots.
Kind of like average. Like, yeah, usually for those venues, like, they ramp it up.
Yeah. Fuck. Like, I can only base it off of what a double vodka lemonade is.
Well, what's... So I think a shot was seven. So seven for...
£7?
Yeah.
But to be
So
fair,
a double, I think, is 12.
Shit.
Yeah.
Just for the double. Yeah, that's
yeah, that
expensive.
Adds up to like 20.
Yeah. That is expensive.
Yeah, that is quite expensive, actually.
Yeah, I was there. I don't really get to experience a venue as a whole, but I'm just not a fan of venues that are so open because I like more intimate, like, places that where you can like go to like different rooms and stuff.
Also, there's something about like warehousey vibes which just like spooked me out a bit.
Yeah, it's quite demonic. Yeah. It just reminds me of the days where I just used
to... Oh my God. That's why I don't think I'd like Warehouse Project. Like, loads of my friends went to an event in Warehouse Project and I was like, I'm not going because I'm going to be a fish out of water.
Yeah.
It's too like bassy and like...
You have to put yourself into a trance when you're in these things. Like, if you're going there and listening to house music, I'm telling you right now that no one's just going there and just drinking alcohol.
Which is why I don't go. I like disco music. That's my like type of like...
So, do you like Glitterbox when you go to Ibiza?
Yeah, I like Glitterbox.
Yeah, that's the best. Like, honestly.
Well, I wanted to go to Glitterbox for New Year's Day this year.
Oh, yeah.
But after going to Drum Sheds, I've been really put off it. Because I'm worried that it's just like not going to be like... It's not going to be like Ibiza Glitterbox. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like fucking London Glitterbox.
Yeah, and also, not as I said again, I haven't been able to experience drum sheds properly, but you said, or we said outside, our producer said, that there's like a separate like room, and it's like, it's supposed to be like the intimate room, and it's like 1,000 people like that can fit into there. How is that intimate?
Also, it is fucked up because the toilets are outside. So you have to, at drum sheds, so you have to put all your coats into the locker room or like into a locker. Obviously, you don't have to, but like you're going to do that because you don't want to carry like a puffer. But it was -2 degrees. So we were going outside to the toilet in -2 degrees or going outside to the smoking area in -2 degrees with no coat. It was hell.
Yeah, that's
my nipples genuinely felt like they were going to fall off because I was wearing like a really sturdy like denim jacket. Mm. And it was, they were like rubbing and I was like, ow! What did I do on Friday? I don't remember.
I went to the gym on Friday.
No. Oh, okay. Pick me.
Pick me, choose me.
Oh, I went to the Paloma Wool sample sale.
Oh, how was
that? Not sample sale, pop-up, sorry. Really good. Well, oh, I'm really annoyed because I went, we queued up, we went in, we wrote down all the things that we wanted to try on. And then I read the piece of paper and it was like, items can be shipped to you. I think it said items can, but I read it as items will be shipped to you in 2 to 4 days. Mm. So I showed my friend and we were like, oh, that's not fun. Like, we want to take it home now. Like, we might as well just fucking go home and order it online and not wait in this queue. So we left. And then I saw all the TikToks and people left with, I think there was a choice. So then I was just like, oh, I should have stayed because I'm never going to order this stuff now.
What's the difference between going to the pop-up and ordering online?
You can try it on, I guess.
Oh, right.
Which...
Oh, is there no, like, they don't have a shop?
No, it's online.
Right, got you.
But it's nice, I guess. I think it's on for quite a while. That stuff is quite overpriced.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, I wanted to get a...
I don't really know Paloma Wool like that.
It's like a lot of like knitwear, little skirts, tops, dresses. But I wanted to get this like blue like cardigan with like a matching gloves and a matching like bonnet-y thing.
Oh, that would have been so cute.
But it was like £350 for the whole thing.
Oh, excuse you.
Yeah. But then I was like, oh, the gloves I can wear with everything and stuff, but... I was just trying to justify it.
See, Paloma Wool is one of those ones where you have to have this certain like aura about you to rock it. If I put this shit on...
No, I disagree. I think it would really look good on you.
No, I feel like I would look like a corpse. Because it looks like clothes that like they look like depressing clothes.
What do you mean by that?
Just like the colours are just like very... I don't know. I feel like I don't have the... It's like, it gives me that sort of vibe. Someone said that there's no one that has more confidence than someone that can put a picture of, like, do a dump and the first picture isn't them. And it gives me that sort of vibe.
Yeah. I saw that tweet. But the thing is, I think that, like, loads of... Like a lot of it was, like tops with, like backless tops and, like...
Yeah, I need that shit to be on the front, baby.
No, I think that would... I was looking at a lot of things.
I want you to star me one day.
I wonder... No, but thing is, I really... I always say that, oh my God, like, I wish I was a girl because I would, like, have so much fun with my outfits because, like, there's so much more range with female outfits and boys. But anytime I've tried to style any of my, girlfriends, not as in, like, styles and, like, oh, wear that. Like, I've done twice where, like, we've gone out and, like, I've gone and bought them an outfit and it looked horrendous.
Really?
But I think it's just because I'm not a girl, so I can't read, like, what fits on a body type on a...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I've gone out and bought an outfit that, but I've not counteracted in my head body, like a female body, female different body types because I'm not a female.
Yeah.
So, but I'm good at like picking stuff that people already own because I know that's going to look good on their body because they own it. Do you know what I mean? But actually going out and shopping.
Yeah,
it's
actually so hard.
Like that's what I think, like stylists actually have quite a hard job.
Yeah.
Because most of the time they're working with sample sizes.
Yes.
And then on top of that, everyone's body's so different.
And on top of that, you have to pick the stuff that the person wants, and more time it's not really stuff that you would want.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
That you would think, oh, that would actually rock with your body type, and someone else's. Because we all have like different views of what our body types like. Because like sometimes my boyfriend's like to me, oh, that looks, and I'm like, babe, not on this shape. Like, absolutely not. Like, I don't know. I feel like to him, like I have like a body of a goddess, but to me, I just don't. Thanks, babe. Though
I would actually no. Let me not say that. I was going to say...
Take a shot for every time Lewis says, actually, let me say
it's because I always forget that other people actually listen. And I'm like, wait, that's going to get me in shit if I say that. Anyway. Before we get into some of today's topics, we just wanted to say rest in peace to Sophie Anderson. She was an adult film worker and she unfortunately passed away this week, 2 weeks after the shock death of her ex-boyfriend. I don't really enjoy the jokes people are making on Twitter because at the end of the day, like, if you like followed the Cock Destroyers, and I didn't even follow them like that closely, but like they genuinely were very good-hearted, well-intended humans. And I mean, all you need to do is search Sophie Anderson on Twitter to see like the floods of tributes. But a lot of people, like, I hate that, like, a lot of people were making, like, I saw one like really inappropriate joke where someone was like, RIP Sophie Anderson, like, if God is real, then I hope he's getting like sucked right now.
Yeah,
and it's just like that. But that's already like dehumanizing just because she's a sex worker. And I know that like that was her whole brand and what made her famous, but like it, there was a lot of things where she was like, there's a lot of quotes that she said on like podcasts and on videos and on her own page where she's like, I'm more than just a pair of boobs, like I'm a good, well-hearted human. But RIP.
Yeah, she RIP.
Was amazing. And she brought so many people so many laughs.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed watching her podcast. She went through a fucking real hard, awful life, but I loved the way that like she spoke about everything as well and like carried herself.
Yeah. Queen.
Queen. This week, it was the Fashion Awards 2023. So there was like models, designers, celebrities and Hollywood stars. They gathered together for the British Fashion Awards at the London Royal Albert Hall. Where do we start with this?
I didn't really think anyone was that well-dressed.
I don't think so either. Like, I didn't even know what the fuck it was, if I'm quite honest, like, at first.
Well, it's always been called, this is the first year that it's just the Fashion Awards. It's always usually the British Fashion Awards and it's the British Fashion Council awarding. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was more confused because of the amount of influencers that were going.
Yeah, it's really amped up this year, the amount of influencers. Yeah. It used to just be like a select few.
Right.
But so, like everyone was there this year, fucking hell.
I know, literally everyone was there. So I was like, fuck, like, what is this? And then I was like, oh, okay.
But all that you need to go is, for example, a brand would buy a box or a table or a seat, and then they're allowed to invite whoever they want onto that. So for example, I think like...
Bimbo Wyola.
Yeah. Is it Wyola?
Fuck, I don't know. I just make it up.
I mean, you said that with such conviction. I was like, wait, what? Or like, I know like... there's like loads of brands who just basically bought a table and could bring people, which ain't no shame in that game, but like that is like why there was loads of people there. But it is traditionally to award fashion community, the fashion like models, designers, etc., etc. Did we all see that? First of all, did we all see Rita Ora? Did you see her look? And she had all the scales coming out her back. Right, search the look up first and find it. And then I want to tell you the groundbreaking information. I thought the look was cool. And I actually, I don't know if this
is... Oh, yeah. That is very cool.
Controversial. I think Rita Ora is quite cool.
She is so cool, which is why when I saw that, even my mum, so obviously she's like with a guy from New Zealand. So like, and he's like one of the biggest like directors from New Zealand in the world really. So I kind of see myself in her in a little bit, I'm joking. But like my mum's like been like watching her recently and like whatever. And she like came to me the other day and she was like, why the fuck does Rita Ora have a collab with Primark? And she was like, why am I wearing this top which is Rita Ora? And I was like, mum, I actually have no idea because I thought she was so cool. I just don't get it.
The dress she was wearing on the carpet was Primark.
Fuck off! Do not kill me right now.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
I'm assuming it's custom Primark, which girl, like, what does that even
what
mean
is
at that
a
point?
Custom Primark
but,
dress.
Like, there was a lot of people being like, girl. I mean, I'm assuming she has some sort of, because she also wore, there was an after party look with like camo trousers and a fur jacket, which again looked quite cute. But again, with fucking Primark. And I'm like, why am I being tricked into thinking that Primark is cute?
Yes.
Because you are not finding this on the floors of Westfield Stratford.
But to be fair, when you actually deep it, maybe you fucking are because it's literally just a black girl's back dress.
Yeah, but the shape of it, I mean, obviously it's going to be made, it's custom. I can't believe we're saying the sentence custom Primark on the Fashion Awards red carpet. But that, like, I was literally like, when I found out that she was actually wearing Primark, I was like, girl, she must be in some sort of exclusivity contract. She must be getting paid a bag for that. Look, that's the after party outfit there.
Oh, those trousers are definitely
those
Primark.
Trousers are, but like the coat, like, I think she looks cute.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. She looks very cool.
What was I going to say? She.
I don't get it.
Yeah. She, I the bag must have been so big, but...
She doesn't need, trust me, with that husband of hers, she does not need a bag that big.
I think, I'm like, When I hear, I guess it's about like brand identity and like aligning themselves with the right people. That's why the budget goes, because they're not necessarily expecting it back in like actual profit. So the huge fee that they just spent on Rita Ora, they're not expecting to make all that money back through the Rita Ora Primark collection. I guess it's through like the brand identity and like being seen aligned with like a high profile celebrity like that. That's actually going to benefit them in the long run. But I'm like, surely it can't be benefiting you that much.
No, because the thing is what I don't understand is that, like, either you know Rita Ora from back in the day and being like, oh, okay, cool, like Rita Ora doing Primark, I still envision her as this, like, 2012, 2015, making all this crazy music. Or you look at it from, like, our perspective and see this, like, very, very cool woman now and, like, being like, what the fuck? So I don't know who's buying it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm confused. Because it just doesn't align. Like, okay, Little Mix and, like, I don't know, something like that. Yeah, I get a Primark collab. Disney, I get a Primark collab. Rita Ora does not make any sense.
When you go on the Primark website, I saw a tweet. It's so funny. It comes up like shop. And you know how usually on like a website, it will go like shop, women's, men. So it goes shop, women. And someone tweeted, ah, yes, the four clothing categories. It's like women, men, children, Rita Ora.
That is so funny. It's so random, honestly.
Who else is... Oh, I loved Precious Lee's look.
Who's that?
She is a plus size model.
Is she the one that won the award?
No, that's Paloma. Oh, okay. And there was a lot of controversy around her winning.
Really?
Because people said Anok Yai deserved it because she's worked something like over 70 shows this year and Paloma did 5 shows. But I will say, as much that's her look there.
Oh, wow. That is giving period.
But I will say about the controversy of Model of the Year, like, it is a very, very big deal for the fashion industry to award a plus size model of the year. Mm-hmm. So I don't, like, as much as I, like, okay, yeah, she might not be the, like, most worked model of the year or even, like, the best. I don't personally think she's that good of a model. But I think that, I don't like how everyone's shitting on it because it's actually a big deal for like the fashion community is in general to be awarding a plus size model the award of Model of the Year. So
you don't know, also you just don't want to take that away from
that's
someone
what I
as
mean.
Well.
Like
yeah.
You can, you don't like and now she's commented. I saw that Paloma commented on an Instagram being like, "Shit, I wish they're not one too." And now it's like,
oh, that's not
now
fair.
She's like having
fuck,
to pretend like she doesn't
so
want
awful.
Her award. Like,
yeah. It's so mean, isn't it? You can't even be happy like to like be awarded something. Fuck, I don't want to be awarded anything.
The only time that was acceptable was, do you remember at the Grammys when Adele won Album of the Year, I think, over Beyonce's Lemonade? And she broke a Grammy in half because she was like, I don't deserve this award. Like, you've changed like my life with your album and so many are like...
So I've never seen this.
Oh
it sounds like a major
God.
Pop culture moment.
Yeah, it's iconic. And like and Beyonce's like... like crying. I fucking love Adele.
Another outfit I really liked was, I don't know how to say her name, but Awang Chul.
Oh, yes, I
she
saw
was
that.
Wearing Vermont. And I really enjoyed Anok Yai. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Anok Yai's as well. Even though it was simple, it was just so effective.
Yeah, I thought hers was cute.
And
as
I just
well.
Love the fact that, like, the belt situation is just like,
yeah,
looks like her hair.
Yeah, I thought she looked cute.
Yeah, she looks so good. Who looked awful? Oh, sorry, Maisie Williams.
I wasn't crazy about Maya Jama's.
Ooh. What was she wearing? I didn't see.
Oh, girl. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not fan of Maisie Williams, but I just don't
oh,
really
no, that
feel
wasn't the way that is the white one.
I don't. I'm not mad.
It looks, like that's a very good picture of it, but and other pictures I've seen, I'm just...
Oh, who did I want to talk about? Lila P?
Oh my God, wearing the custom Cortez yes. train.
Everyone, I'm not going to say who, but I saw a lot of my friends were shitting on it on their close friends.
Really? Yeah. Why?
They did not like it. I'm not going to lie, I'm not mad at it.
I really like the train and I like the... idea behind it. I don't quite know how like the front of it and everything pulled up. The back of it I really like.
Yeah,
and
so
I'm not sure who is this woman, by the way.
She's the one that Drake said happy birthday to. That's how I know her anyway.
I've literally never heard of this woman
before. She put her he was the one that he posted her on his story like randomly, and everyone was like, "What the fuck?" Like Lila Park. I didn't know who she was before either, but yeah, but it was like happy birthday.
Unless it was being, but it was. It looked like it was. I follow someone on Instagram who was like helping make that dress, and it looked like it was made on the day.
Oh really?
Well, just because like unless they were posting old videos on the day, but like they were posting it with like hour gaps in between.
It makes that, and I don't know. Like I find like. People just shit on things because, and it's like, no, because to be fair, when I first saw it, I was like, does Clint know about this? And then obviously like, it was because I had in my head that people were shitting on it, like he didn't know. Like,
right.
Do you know what I mean?
I thought it was cute and I definitely think the idea is really sweet.
What's the idea?
Like just like the idea like paying homage with all the t-shirts and like,
yeah.
And like the fact that it's like a streetwear brand and like usually like they're sort of shunned on in like high fashion spaces.
Did you see Pixie Lott?
No. Oh girl. We're gonna take a quick break right there, but we'll be right back after this to discuss Times Person of the Year's finalists and Denise Walsh's death hoax.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get half-price toys on brands like Hot Wheels and Barbie, plus many more in store. That's more play for them and peace for you.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online selected toys. Hot Wheels 10-pack was £23, now £11.50. Barbie Beach Doll was £19, now £9.50. Offer ends 14th of April.
Welcome back. So Times Person of the Year will eventually be announced today, maybe, if you're listening, on a Thursday. And basically, previous selections have been US President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Sorry, my cousin's called Kamala, so I always say Kamala, but it's actually Kamala Harris. Martin Luther King Jr., German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Pope Francis, and activist Greta Thunberg. Now,
it's also been me before.
Has it? No fucking way.
There was one year where it was you.
It was you.
It was just the Times Person of the Year is you.
Oh, it should be this.
So there was the fuck. If you fucking have this in your Hinge, there's so many people who are like, "What's your greatest achievement?" Being Times Person of the Year 2000, and I think it's 2012 or 2011, and everyone's like, "What?" And they Google it, and it's like, oh.
That is fucking
corny.
I'm actually gonna bring that back. U.S. President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they can get to fuck as well. What have they done? So much shit. They're awful, awful people. Pretty sure my dad doesn't like Angela Merkel, so same.
Greta Thunberg's queen though.
Yeah, she's queen. She slays.
I want to
support her for being part of this, and Martin Luther King, him as well. They need to be in something separate. They're being put with the demons.
Wait, I want to find like some of the, because I feel like there's been some weird people before, and there's been Taylor Swift's already been awarded Times Intriguing Person of the Year, Times Most Intriguing, or maybe it's People Magazine's Most Intriguing.
Okay,
is it Times? Does it say that though?
What makes her intriguing?
She's very intriguing, I guess.
Yeah, she is, because I don't know why she's got the fame. That is intriguing.
Elon Musk's won it before.
That kind of makes sense to me.
Mark Zuckerberg. No, oh, it was, by the way, everyone, it was 2006 where it was you. So there you go.
Okay.
No, like, celebrities have won it before. Like, it's all people like Jeff Bezos, George Bush, the American soldier, Vladimir Putin, Barack Obama, Mark Zuckerberg.
Vladimir Putin is right here. What the fuck?
Barack Obama, Donald Trump. Like, it's all like...
Sounds like a whole bunch of evil fucking people. Like, all these Loki's evil genius.
Like, it's got like Ice Spice.
This is giving nightmare rotation.
Anyway, the finalists for this year are the Hollywood Strikers. Obviously, the
Who's that?
Like, you know, the.
Oh, the people striking.
Strike. Yeah. So everyone who.
Not me thinking strike.
Hollywood screenwriters and actors were on strike throughout this year, putting a pause on the creation and filming of new and current shows and movies. The strike has now ended. The Chinese president Xi Jinping, who entered 2023 a few months into his unprecedented third term. Taylor Swift, obviously we all know who Taylor Swift is, and has... Oh, I've also... Apparently she's the first, maybe female, but I think ever, musician to earn $1 billion from music alone.
Wow, that's insane. Big up her, to be fair.
And also she's had the most successful concert film in history, and Eras Tour is also on track to be the highest grossing global tour of all time. Like, as much as like, okay, yeah, we kind of shit on her on this podcast. Like,
that is crazy.
Flowers are flowers.
No, big up her because she's a woman, period.
Also that, and also like, it's very impressive what she's done this year.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't know. So apparently the reason why she's so successful now is because she flopped, like one of her albums flopped, and she got so obsessed with like the charts and like breaking records and stuff.
That's pretty sick, to be fair.
Yeah, because I was listening to a podcast.
Not me, like...
Not you becoming a Swiftie.
Swiftie.
I was listening to a podcast about Katy Perry's career, and Katy Perry's apparently was always really vocal about how she wanted to be like number one album, selling out arenas, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that put so much pressure on her to like achieve that. So she got four number one albums, and then her fifth album got number five, and everybody was like, she's a flop, she fucking sucks, blah blah blah. And everyone was like, well, Beyonce will like surprise drop an album and it might not like commercially do well, but no one will call her a flop because she like creates her music for like the craft of creating music and not by like she, you've never heard Beyonce gone like, I need a number one album or something. So apparently Taylor Swift was very much vocal and like, I need number one albums and stuff, and now she is the like she's one of the highest earning musicians of all time. Anyway, Sam Altman, who in the past few weeks alone, Sam Altman has made countless headlines for his departure to his position as CEO of OpenAI, the company that released ChatGPT. Big thing for ChatGPT this year. You know, they were really doing it.
Yeah, fuck, they helped me.
Trump prosecutors. Donald Trump became the first U.S. president to be indicted in the nation's history, charged in four separate cases with more than 20, oh my God, no, with more than 90 charges.
That is going to be fucking history if he goes to prison.
Barbie, we all know Barbie. I low-key feel like... Like, I get it. I don't think that this fucking Barbie should win. Obviously, there's a lot more people who have done more. But I think that makes sense that she's, like, a finalist.
Yeah, it does. I guess so.
Like, the amount of, like... But why the fuck is King Charles III a finalist?
Yeah.
Jerome Powell.
Just, like, out of pity.
Yeah, a pity nomination. Jerome Powell. Powell has been chairman of the Federal Reserve since February 2018 and has played a key role in managing high inflation in the US.
Oh, this is just so American.
Yeah, it's all... Well, it's American thing.
Yeah.
So why the fuck is King Charles III on it? We should have a Times Person of the Year UK.
Because this is the only person that they know from the UK.
Who would be on Times Person of the Year UK?
Yeah, who would be ours? Jammer would be there. Because of like being on Love Island this year. Was that shady? It wasn't supposed to be.
No, it's just like these people have done like the owner of ChatGPT, like the people who prosecuted the people who prosecuted Trump, and you're like, Maya Jama did Love Island, so her.
But we don't have like big things. Like that's big in their world. America does not like that doesn't mean shit for me.
No.
Trump going to fucking jail. Yeah, great for you, America.
Marcus Rashford.
Do you know what I'm actually trying to do, like, in 2023, is really separate myself from America. Like, I couldn't give... I can give two flying shits if Donald Trump is going to go to jail or not, because I'm actually trying to separate myself from being a part of that mysterious, toxic, like... like
it's a fucked up...
No, it's actually so fucked up, and I feel like I've been forced to, like, give a fuck when, yeah, it does affect, like... a lot of the shit that goes on in the UK, but yeah, great if you go, like, it's the same way, like, I want it to be as, like, the Prime Minister or President of China, like, he's probably doing bear shit that, like, affects the UK, but I honestly don't know what the fuck is going on, but why do I have to know everything about these fucking Americans?
Because they're so loud.
I know, honestly. So, yeah.
So, Marcus Rashford.
Why?
He's done so much for, like school meals.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Who else? Who's done like good in the UK? But I guess these people aren't all necessarily good. Why could I see like Holly Willoughby?
Yeah, like oh no, she that's could genuinely not be up there.
No, but it would have been looking at.
I would
this
see what's her name? The black lady,
Alison Hammond.
Yeah, Alison Hammond.
Yeah, but like
Sophie Anderson. She's dead. Yeah, I know. Can't you be? You can be dead or alive.
I don't know. This is just a mess. Anyway, my pick is the Hollywood Strikers.
Oh, that's gonna win.
Yeah, I would. No, that's who I'd like to win.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've done a lot. They've really sacrificed their jobs.
Yeah. So that's my pick on who I'd like to win.
Yeah, I would agree. Actually, to be fair, because that just doesn't. Even though it says the word Hollywood in it, it doesn't just affect America. It actually affects way more.
And also, like they really like I feel like they really did make an impact. Like everything came to a stop.
Yeah.
Over in America's like
not you being so involved in movies now.
I'm actually not, but it was more that like even like down to like TV shows that were released during the strike period, like actors weren't allowed to promote it if they were part of the union, like so like a lot like the whole sort of half the year in terms of American TV and film and even some of the British TV and film like came to a complete stop. Like it was like I don't even watch that much TV or movies and I felt like it was very stagnant.
Yeah.
So good on them. I want them to win. Finally today, we have a story of a loose woman, Denise Welsh. This week, loose woman star and mother of Matt Healy, Denise Welsh was forced to share an update on her health after falling victim to a death hoax. Now, this all started because there is a Twitter account called, I'm pretty sure it's called Shirley Carter's Pussy. And they like to tweet jokes about like Hun culture. They tweeted a black and white picture of Denise Welsh and was like, ripped to our Denise. Next thing we knew, someone changed Denise Walsh's Wikipedia page to say that she had died.
How easy is it to change a Wikipedia?
Very easy. You know,
because I know that like anyone can write in it, but then like I'm surprised it's not more fucked up more often.
It can. Like I feel like people like just like I remember when in school we used to change our school's one all the time.
Really?
Oh. And you know, someone once added me to my school's famous like alumni page on Wikipedia, and within like a week my school removed
really.
I'm not fair.
What do you actually have like a for real one, like a
I'm pretty sure when you go on our school's like Wikipedia page you can press like alumni and it like comes up and it's like a list of people who went like who like
and you're
off,
not on it
of note.
That is so rude.
I know
that
right
they would take that off.
They hated me though. Anyway, back to Denise Welsh, and the rumor was that she was killed by Kerry from Big Brother's mobility scooter. And Denise had to address this on Loose Woman. And she said that she was about to sit down to watch The Jungle. And her husband was like, not to alarm you, but you're trending on Twitter. And she said that her stomach fell out of, no, her heart fell out of her stomach or whatever that saying is, because she was so scared. And apparently all these like tributes were coming in floods, like trending on Twitter being like, rip Denise Welsh. And she was like, why have I died? And she goes to check a Wikipedia page and it says, Denise Welsh's cause of death was being run over by Kerry from Big Brother's mobility scooter as Farida from Big Brother was riding it and run her over. But it was just the fact that she took this so seriously. Like she addressed this on, and all the ladies from Loose Woman were like, oh my God. And it was like, girl, that's the story.
I love her. I went onto her Twitter page. I fucking love it. Like, it just seems, it's just so Facebook mum, because she's got like her yeah. three sons like in her header.
She also I wanted to. She did a Guardian interview earlier, like this, like on the weekend, and she got asked, "What was your most embarrassing moment?" And I'm gonna read a quick extract. Shitting myself in New York last November, I was wearing. The fact this is in The Guardian. I was wearing cream trousers. We were going to see my son Matty and his band, the 1975, at Madison Square Garden. And I was walking through the streets, enjoying the sunshine, pretending I was in some kind of video, throwing my hat into the New York sky like Mary Tyler Moore. I saw a couple of people turn and look at me. Now, although I'm not famous in New York, whenever Matty's there, I do get recognized as his mother. So I'm smiling and waving at them. I went back to the hotel room and bent over to get something out of my suitcase. And my husband said, do you realize you've shat yourself?
God,
like, how is that?
Love that for her.
I would take that to the grave. You would never get that information out of me if I ever like shat myself.
I love that.
Would you admit that?
Yeah, but there might like has she. I need to see the rest.
That's the story.
Was it about like being menopausal or something?
That's all the context we got.
Oh. I don't know, it's funny because we had to talk about it on the podcast.
She also said that she would most like Pink to play her in a film about her life.
That is actually so cute. I love that. I love that she thinks that that's what she relates to.
I think she kind of does it like Pink.
She does it like Pink, but not like Pink's energy.
No. Also,
or that Pink could channel Denise Welsh's energy.
Also, it's the way that, like, no offense to Denise, but like, Pink is like 10 times more famous. And she's like, yeah, Pink will play me.
Yeah, I love that.
When is Loose Woman coming off air?
Never. Just as much as EastEnders is never coming off
that, air. I've been stuck in, so I've never watched EastEnders. But I am on EastEnders TikTok clips.
It's like, great, isn't
I'm
it?
On EastEnders clip on TikTok. I spent like half an hour this morning watching all these old storylines going, oh my. I'm like really tempted to just start watching now, so I like and can watch it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you should. You'll get hold of it so quickly. If you want, just text me. I'll tell you everything.
I feel like it's one of those things where like you can kind of drop in whenever and you just can start picking it up.
But don't be fake. Make sure you keep watching it after.
But I just want to be involved on the Christmas Day special.
No, I know what you mean.
Because everybody always speaks about it, and I'm just like,
oh, it's gonna be crazy. Like there's like lesbian drama.
Lesbian, but uh-huh. Bobby Brazier's still on it.
He's not a lesbian.
No.
Yeah, I don't know, he is. Actually, no, he's gone.
And the way that they just kill off characters and bring them back is crazy.
Nah, he's like something to do with like a stalker storyline.
Oh, someone was stalking him?
No, someone was stalking his cousin.
And
he knocked him out.
So he had to run away?
Yes, I think so. I think he had to run away because of that.
You like the list of, because I obviously watch a lot of like the reality TV shows and it's always like soap star, so it's like I don't know where that person comes, but like, and then I'm watching these old clips now and I'm like, oh, that's where like that winner of Strictly Come Dancing. Also, people started leaving the jungle. Nellis left the jungle, guys.
Who was the first person to leave?
Frankie Dettori.
Who's that?
The jockey. And Fred from First Dates left last night.
Oh, swear down. So is it coming to an end then?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think the final will be, well, how many's left? Let me figure it out. Quick math. I think the final's on Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah. It's only like 3 weeks. Well, it's kind of inhumane to let them live there any longer.
No, it's actually kind of true.
Yeah. And also it's like, when you start getting into like month-long territory, like what, like a lot of like famous celebrities, like no money's worth this. Like I'm already rich. Like if it's like 2 weeks, it's like, oh, I can like sort of like swallow it.
So who's gonna win? Do you think?
I know Sam Thompson's won. Like wrap up. Like everyone can pack their bags.
Oh, okay.
The silence is deafening. Mm-hmm. I would like my personal. I think Josie Gibson from Big Brother in This Morning. She's funny. She seemed nice. She doesn't seem like offensive to me.
I don't even remember who the fuck is on it, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither. Although I actually did vote for Nella.
To stay.
You vote to save, not right. to. But I think the problem was it's so annoying because it's like a catch 22 because it is obviously like in one hand. A huge deal for her, like a huge platform for her and a space to really like elevate her career. But also on the other hand, it is a complete space which is not welcome to, like it's a very majority like old audience who won't understand Nella's humor. And like she was saying stuff like I'm just a girl when like, and then people were like, this is like, blah, 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 like you can't just say I'm just a girl. No, like, yeah. And it's like, no, that's like,
you just don't
it's
get
like
it.
A joke. Talk. Like,
and it's oldies.
So it's like a catch 22 because it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, because you can't say no because it's such a huge opportunity, but also at the same time this is so not your space. Yeah. And now all of a sudden all these people are not understanding you out of context, and now so it's like, what do you actually do?
I'm kind of surprised that Amelia de Molden, I don't know how to say her surname.
Amelia de Moldenberg.
Amelia de Moldenberg. I'm kind of surprised she wasn't on it, or like
I kind of think she's above it.
I
don't think she, and I don't know her personally, so God, I could be completely wrong with this. I don't think she wants to do that sort of stuff. Mm. I think she wants to do she's made it so far and has not really been on TV. Mm. I don't think she needs TV. Like, I think she surpasses TV and is more like a, like, I think when we see her on TV is when she's like jumped already to be given her own chat show.
Yeah,
she doesn't need to do all the building work because she's like, she's got her own channel to build that all on. Whereas Nella, as like huge as she is, we see her nowadays mainly on like Foot Asylum's channel and Pretty Little Things channel and stuff. Like, Amelia has her own lane that she does and can control that content. And I'm pretty sure Nella said that she didn't want to come back to YouTube because she was just doing the same thing and she felt like her career wasn't going anywhere. So she was like, until I can like bring something new, I'm not coming back to YouTube.
Fair enough.
And now that's, she's doing that kind of stuff. So I guess if you're not going to build it yourself, you do kind of have to use those platforms to get
there. You just know everything.
I only know everything about very specific corners. As we know from that Times Person of the Year conversation. Like, I know like a lot about shit that no one needs to know about. But yeah, I don't know. I don't, that show just needs to end.
No, for real. Like, for real. It's, the thing is, the concept is so good, but it's just so dry.
Yeah, I don't know why it is so dry though. I think it's just because it's, it is like such a family friendly show that people know that everyone else is so like media trained to not behave, act out of accordance in the potential of like ruining their career. So everyone just behaves and like swallows their like pride and doesn't speak up just because they think that that's not appropriate on
the
show.
I could never in those conditions, like, I know. Ever.
I reckon I could, but then I'm so bad hungry. So bad hungry. Yeah. I'm foul. Like,
and
last
also
night,
like lack of sleep. Oh, hell no.
I think I'm okay on lack of sleep. My thing is hunger. Like, if I am hungry, you can't speak to me. Like, no words will come out. I have to. Like, last night I was going out for drinks and like we were going to eat a bit later. And I was so hungry. I had to stop at Leon on my walk there because I was like, no, I'm actually going to ruin everyone's night if I just turn up like this.
Yeah.
Because I was literally like, it's so bad. And like one time I went like to Nando's and I just didn't speak until I'd eaten. And then all of a sudden I was like, hey, and everyone was like, that's genuinely insane. Yeah. that is like not normal behavior. But yeah, thank God I'm a celeb. And Traitors is coming back, everyone, in January. Yay.
Who?
Traitors.
Oh, I started to watch Squid Games. It's so dead.
How many episodes did you get in?
Like 3.
And you thought it was dead?
Yeah. Like, I was just like, oh, like I really have to concentrate.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do, because why are they moving boats around all of a sudden?
Oh my God. Like, that was like quite, like, it's quite slow paced. Like, it's not like, I didn't think it was that.
Like the licky, licky.
Oh my God, those noises.
No, the whole, and them taking it away and the, no, that was enough for me to
The second
watch.
Half is way better though.
Is it?
Because it's a lot more like political in the second half, as in like social game. Like the first half was all kind of just like luck based things.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to Husnain?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
That was the first time I've actually seen him worried.
Yeah, right. I was watching that being like, like, lol, that is not the person that you portray you are on TikTok.
Like, he looked like, because he was even like, oh shit, like, usually I'm good at like blagging it, well, you weren't there, buddy. And that was a real fucking test. No offense.
I would really, I after watching it though, I think I've decided that would be my dream reality show to go on.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's 2 weeks, the potential of winning $4 million, it's not like embarrassing.
No, because, so you'd be able to, okay, they're not eating proper food.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. For potential $4 million.
Yeah, but you just said that like you had to go to Leon on the way to have dinner.
And yeah,
you would be, I feel like, in terms of like you thinking like you're like
the only thing good. I would struggle with is, did you know that first like red light green light was 7 hours?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And they had to hold those positions. I would be out in the
I told you that, by the way.
Oh, sorry. But I would be out in the first game.
Yeah, yeah,
because I wouldn't be. So then I was kind of, when I found that out, I was like, oh, I probably,
I feel like
it.
I'd be able to do that. The thing that I don't like, the bright lights and the clinicalness.
Yeah. That would
scares me. I feel like I could do Big Brother.
I just know I'd come across badly.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck though.
Yeah, I know, but I know that like the public would just not like me on Big Brother.
I would just be way too dry for Love Island.
I genuinely think Love Island
I don't have that
would be
opinion.
My like bottom on like a list of shows that I'd want to do. Because it's like, it's a huge risk of like, it's one or two people nowadays who actually make it.
No, not in terms of that, just actually like just generally.
Oh,
being,
just pure show, yeah. Nothing about
nothing
like,
to do with nothing.
That was including my thing on the Squid Games. Like, no one gives a fuck about them, so like you can go back to your life.
Oh,
that's
okay,
why
fair.
I would like, I wouldn't want to do Love Island because then it all of a sudden now it's like you're the person who flopped on Love Island.
Yeah, to be fair, Squid Games is a good one. I can hear your logic. To hit, win that money, and also, like, if you don't win the money, you just come off. And
yeah, like, have you checked on anyone? Like, I've not seen any of the, apart from one, 432, Brighton. I've seen so many interviews.
The frat boy.
Yeah. I've seen so many interviews with him, but apart from him, and there was 456 people on that cast. There's too many people to actually care about anyone enough to like follow them off the show. Whereas like a Love Islander where like you flop, it's like, oh, then you always got that tag that like you were the Love Islander who
that just didn't do shit.
Yeah, but if it was just a pure show with like the actual structure of a reality TV show and it wasn't actually televised, I think I would do The Traitors.
What is The Traitors?
It's basically like Murder in the Dark. Like there's three traitors and then they have to kill someone, one of the faithful people each night. And then the next day there's a round table and they have to like try and guess who the traitor is and vote them out. But they could vote out a faithful. They could like, it's really good. I can't believe you've not like heard about it.
Oh, is this the one? And
with Claudia Winkleman.
No, I just feel like I've seen something. Maybe I've watched it like daytime-ish. Do they swear? Is it on like Channel 4, ITV, BBC? And do they sit around a big table?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think I've actually seen like a couple things from it.
It's really good. And the new season is coming out on the 3rd of January. I'm very excited.
People get really pissed off with each other on that, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, actually, do you know what I think would be such a jokes reality TV show to do? The Apprentice.
Oh, that would be so fucking good. I would love to see myself on The Apprentice.
That would be so funny. The only problem with The Apprentice, though, is that nowadays it's such a fucking farce. And, like, the people that they get on are so thick and dumb and, like, they set you up to fail on purpose.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that, like, you don't really have much control over your, like, destiny on The Apprentice.
Well, have you seen people's business ideas?
Yeah, but there was one girl who was on this year and she was like, I didn't have a business idea and they just told me to make one up before I went on.
Oh, calm.
Like, and she, to be fair, she came up with a fucking sweet shop. Like, come up with something original.
Oh, is that the one and the guy like, yeah.
But I would like to do The Apprentice, but again, not televised because that would be so embarrassing. Yeah. I always watch The Apprentice.
Or like celebrity television.
And I'm like, oh God, you people are so embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of think they're cool because they're actually like pretty smart and like hard-headed.
Have you watched
like,
it recently?
No.
Yeah, then thick as mint nowadays. Like, but on purpose / are edited to look really dumb.
Oh, right.
Because they think it's like funny that people fail and stuff.
Shame.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on Instagram, YouTube and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this week's episode. Will you be buying the Rita Ora Primark collection? And what reality TV show would you like to do? The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get any four for £5 from over 30 frozen products. From Birds Eye Garden Peas, Potato Waffles, Goodfellas Pizzas, plus many more. That's more easy peasy teas sorted.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online subject to availability. Selected lines ends 14th of April.